Following the polls is a fine art for any political candidate. Satirists Bruce Kluger and David Slavin have been following one tight race for us, a contest of their own creation.
Bob Gunderson. Last year, he told the Fox News Channel that he was in favor of privatizing Social Security, claiming that the American people are better at investing their money than the federal government. But after an investigation revealed that Gunderson's personal fortune plummeted because of his own failed investments in eToys, liposuction online, and justpickles.com, Gunderson now says privatization isn't such a great idea after all. Change of heart, Bob, or change of tax bracket? This election, Bob Gunderson calls himself the tip-top candidate. Flip-flop is more like it.
I'm Senator Chuck Zeffirelli, and when I make a decision, I stick to it. From day one as your senator, I made a solemn pledge to never take a stand on sensitive issues. You won't see me flip-flop on Social Security. Why? Because I never took a stand on it to begin with. That's not waffling. That's leadership. Same thing goes for my pro-choice, pro-life policy, my belief in a select poll-tested use of the death penalty, and my support of and opposition to the president's proposed invasion of Iraq. So if you want a senator who's going to waste your time analyzing an issue, then by all means, vote for my opponent. But if you want someone who will always tell you exactly what you want to hear, I'm your man.
Chuck Zeffirelli, taking a stand. Every stand.
Paid for by friends of Chuck Zeffirelli and the hardworking gang at Three Guys Moving and Storage.
Satire from the team of Bruce Kluger and David Slavin with David O'Brien.